Coming at you recorded from parts around the globe, it's the LFTO Thinker Box. Today, we have Chris the Alien.
I get really confused when we use our real names.
Akeem.
You speak zombie, congratulations.
Kyrie Ann.
When they're all excited, they like, first, and then they do it.
Bobby Birdseed.
Is it strange that I'm entirely turned on right now?
And the Sylvester.
Now I want to Google zombie penis.
I'm your host, Prophet02, and with me is the person who made Kai Bugle, my co-host, Amari T.
Yes, that sounds like a new delicacy to me.
Today, the Thinkerbox is talking about the zombie apocalypse. Do you think your plan will measure up? Let's hope so.
Who here on the panel has not seen the movie Zombieland? Judging by your silence, everyone has seen that awesome movie about the zombie apocalypse, which is the topic of discussion today.
Yes. It is an educational film.
As this is an educational podcast.
And it's very family oriented.
So we know in that movie, zombies attacked.
And there was a clown.
What do you think will be the main cause of the eventual zombie apocalypse?
I think it's going to be a virus, a rabies-like virus, and I'm going to stick with that, and that is what I will be.
Terrorist attack.
Magic.
No, voodoo. Voodoo, it's because... Shut up!
Well, fuck your face.
I'm gonna say, no, I'm not gonna voodoo. It's gonna be cheeseburgers.
No.
Magical cheeseburgers?
Wasn't that the cause of it in Dead Rising?
No, there's like actually clans in Africa that like do stuff to people that are kind of like zombies. They like brainwash them. So they're just like mindless and they do what they're told to and they're like mostly dead. So that's, there's actual zombies.
I knew it.
So pretty much Resident Evil 4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think it's just going to be some scientists trying to do some good thing and it's going to go horribly wrong.
Like I Am Legend. If someone seriously says, I have the cure for cancer, you're not going to see my ass for at least like 2 years because my zombie plan won't be activated.
I am totally anti-trying things in its first form. You have to let other people try it and find all the problems with it first.
Hence the zombie plan being activated. Look what happened in I Am Legend.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah.
How likely will it be that the government tries to cover up a zombie apocalypse as another SARS or swine flu or what have you outbreak?
What's what have you? I never heard of that virus.
It's just an et cetera, because obviously there are more viruses than just
kidding.
SARS and swine flu.
I'm fucking with you guys.
Well, I mean, to some degree, it depends on how quickly it spreads. I do think that the first thing the government is going to do is try to contain it. Like, if patient zero is in one city, it spreads, let's say, 24 hours to most of the city, they notice the problem, the first thing they're going to do is send troops in and try to contain the virus within the city.
I think Michelle's right because there are a lot of movies that we can kind of reference here because a lot of different scenarios have already been thought out, whether it was just for entertainment or for more serious purposes. But in the movie The Crazies, the virus that was going on there started out in one person who was quarantined, but through an accident, it spread to most of the population of the city. Spoiler alert for anybody who hasn't seen the movie. At the end, two of the people escape from the perimeters of the city, and they move on to a different city to try to lay low, and the military then moves into that city to try to contain it there. But the problem is they weren't trying to cure it as much as just kill everyone so it doesn't spread.
Well, my roommate, who is in the Coast Guard, says that they actually have this military procedure that they run that is to contain a disease, and it does say that if people are trying to escape, you can shoot to kill in order to contain the disease.
If there's a disease out there that is going to cause mass death and destruction, the military, any military government, will go in and they will do what they need to do to stop the spread of the virus.
You certainly don't want people to panic either. So I think it makes sense that you just, you know, that you try not to make it seem like something too terrible. Because one, not only are you going to have people panicking and trying to escape and all of that stuff, even if they're not within that area. But two, like people who say the disease started in St. Louis, people who are from the St. Louis area but haven't even been there recently when the disease is there, are going to be targeted by scared civilians who are like, you might be a carrier for this disease. You might have gotten this before you left St. Louis.
fear is a good motivator to make people do stupid stuff. Like, we'll go back to alien invasion. Who's seen the new movie War of the Worlds, where normal people were killing each other just to get the car that Tom Cruise made work?
Well, you know, that's an interesting thing you brought up. When it first came out, it was a radio show, but mm-hmm. they didn't advertise it as a radio show, and they just kind of said it like it was news because that's how it was written, and it caused mass hysteria because people thought there were actually aliens.
Yeah. In the case of emergencies, I can understand the government covering things up in order to protect people. I feel like to a large degree that is necessary.
If a very large city just kind of suddenly disappears one day and everybody in the city just suddenly isn't there anymore, somebody's going to want to know something.
People have contacts all over, so even if it was just encapsulated in that one city, people are going to know.
I mean, especially now. And my roommate pointed out, air travel, it's almost impossible to contain something within one city. I mean, there's even going to be, like, little tiny airplanes that, you know, people with money or with flight experience can get in that and get out, and it will spread.
What form will zombies take, and how will this affect your zombie plan? You don't have to explain your zombie plan, but just explain how it would affect it.
There's a wiki site out there, and I forget the actual name of it off the top of my head, but it went through the different various zombies. Your smart, fast zombies, your smart, slow zombies, your dumb, fast zombies, your dumb, slow zombies, your Rob zombies.
The zombie that I'm least looking forward to is the chainsaw zombie from Resident Evil 4.
Ideally, you would want the slow, dumb zombie. You don't want the dude with the chainsaw that is running at you. Like, fuck that shit. I'm not even going to try. I'm just going to run the other way.
The other always possibility of a zombie is the actually sick human being zombie, where all of these are just, you know, symptoms, and it causes bloodshot eyes and incapability of speaking and violent rages, and like these are actually symptoms of a disease, but it's not like a dead corpse walking around.
Quote-unquote zombies in Left 4 Dead and 28 Days Later aren't reanimated corpses. And they call them this in Left 4 Dead. They call them the infected, where they aren't reanimated corpses. They will get killed if you shoot them. And I think, honestly, that while they are smart and quick, they can be killed a whole lot easier. So if we're ever going to have a zombie scenario, those are the types of zombies that we should hope
for. See, the video games have changed up what the traditional zombie death is like. Normally you're supposed to, like, remove its head and kill its brain because its brain is how it's still alive, etc., etc. Obviously, it's not so fun in a video game to just remove heads all the time and, like, destroyed brains. You want to be able to, like, cut off limbs and shoot them in the chest and all that, too.
Also, there's the possibility that zombies aren't particularly dangerous to humans, but that, other than infecting them, obviously, but that humans are terrified and are attacking the zombies, so then the zombies are attacking back because they want to live too.
Although it's been a trademark of zombies that they crave human flesh, they crave human brains. That's just a generally accepted thing, that zombies will go after humans.
The thing with the eating of the brains, it's not exactly to live because they're undead corpses anyway. It's to perpetrate the virus, because chewing on humans, obviously it infects them with the virus.
If they spread the virus to everyone, then humans will stop attacking them and they will be able to live.
Exactly.
All they want is to have their tea parties and their sitcoms, and humans are oppressing them.
Fuck that. I'm going to shoot him in the head as many times as I can, reload, and do it again.
Rule 5, double tap.
There's no double tap, okay? My weapon has optics, and it has stuff on it that's going to make that zombie deader than shit. I know how to use a chainsaw. I have a weed eater downstairs.
All I really want is a weapon that is longer than arm's reach so that they don't get that close to me.
I just hope that the zombies that show up don't like the snow so that my zombie plan can be effective.
Everyone most likely will say that there's safety in numbers. What is the tactical advantage of having safety in numbers? Would it be better to stay in groups of like 4 or 5?
Yes.
It would be A tactical advantage would be you have zombie bait as distraction to get away. Or I would go with the classic stay in groups of four, because four seems to work for survivors.
So I'm thinking, going with this, you have your core group of four people, who that's like your real group of people you depend on, and then you pick up people who you claim you're going to help, but then leave behind when the zombies are attacking.
You know, it doesn't matter how many people are involved, just as long as you are strong. Stronger, faster, and better than all of them.
I am a better shot. I know I am. I will shoot people in kneecaps to get away.
Yeah, but what's going to happen when you run out of ammo?
Then I'm going to start throwing their dead bodies at them.
Also, what's going to happen when you run out of people?
Okay. Well, then you'll be the last person on Earth.
I'll be the last person.
You'll be a lonely existence.
All those girls will finally go out with you then.
I feel like what we should do is kind of take over this large building and get survivors there and then kind of only go out in small packs, but really defend this building because you're going to have some kind of base for the future survival of humanity, blah, blah, right. blah, if you care about that kind of thing.
You know what's important, though? Helicopters. Zombies cannot fly. So, oh, man.
For all we know, there are no flying zombies.
We were talking about, like, having, you know, our small group and then, like, picking up, quote-unquote, expendable people on the way. I know I'm going to automatically be assumed to be one of the expendable people because I am fat and I can't run. So they're going to be like, there's the zombie bait. Fatty ain't getting away today.
Yeah, but you could use that to your advantage. People will underestimate you, and then you can just take
Boomer, and that will be awesome.
Well, it also depends on who you're with, though, too, because, I mean, this is just me. If I see someone being chased by a zombie and you're within 300 meters, guess what? There's a bullet going downrange, and it's going to just miss you and hit that zombie. So
since you ran out of food, you'll go all Donner Party on me, won't you?
No, I'm going to make you, hey, go out there and go get some corn real quick. And then when you hear the cars leaving,
that means we found corn.
That means we found corn other places and we'll be back for you. Just hang tight.
Oh, dear.
Thinking about, like, Left 4 Dead and those kinds of games, do you think that there will be mutations like that within, like, a zombie infection?
Well, if it is a virus, there will be mutations. Viruses mutate all the time. If the strain is particularly violent so that it mutates faster, because usually viruses take, like, a year to mutate. Like, you know, each strain of the flu virus, you have to get a new vaccine for every year because it's mutated. But zombie viruses, I would say, probably would mutate pretty quickly just because they seem like that kind of thing, you know.
It needs to survive, and it's going to do what it needs to do to survive, and through survival is mutation. That's why we have opposable thumbs, because we needed to survive.
I thought we had opposable thumbs because we needed to open the Miracle Whip.
Yes. Comes in a squeezable bottle now, so it's
whip.
Okay.
Whip. Oh, well, then we might as well go back to not opposable thumbs.
Yeah. No, you need opposable thumbs for the keyboard, for the space bar. It's very important. Finger. Well, you are just a de-evolved person.
I don't even have a...
That's it. You are out of the podcast, Missy. I am editing you out.
Dude, the sexiness of this podcast will go down like by half if you edit me out.
Yeah, I mean, we need her.
Fine. I will let you live. I'll let you in this one.
I'll let you live.
I'll let you live. I'm glad you're not going to kill her off.
That's it. You're out of my zombie plan.
I was in your zombie plan?
Yeah, you were bait.
I was like, that makes me feel special, but at the same time, I don't really want to know what my role was.
Here's the thing. No one in my zombie plan knows their true role until it's time for me to act on their true role.
The main problem with this is everyone's, like, hiding their zombie plans. Like, when the zombies do attack, it will be like, okay, here's my plan. No. Here's my plan. No. It's like everyone will be competing about whose plan is best, and then they'll be dead.
That's why I'm just going to execute my... Do zombies have the mental capacity to remember the zombie plans that have been spoken about? They're just, like, mindless things, so why don't we discuss the zombie plans?
But they might not be mindless things.
But you don't know that. Why don't you go ahead and tell your zombie plan? Chris can become a zombie, and we'll find out if she remembers your zombie plan or not.
Oh, why are you picking on me?
Because you're an alien.
So how do you even know that's going to work on me if I'm an alien, huh?
No, but that's what I'm going to find out.
That's a very poor scientific project, because then if we test it on her and she doesn't remember and we're all like, yay, that means the zombies don't remember, but what about when the humans become zombies and they do remember?
That's why I would use three other subjects in the process. They're all not being a subject. You are part of the test, okay? You're the one that you're telling the zombie plan to these five individuals here. No. You're telling your zombie plan to these five individuals. We have one alien, four humans.
I'm going to be completely honest and say that my zombie plan isn't, like, very concrete, because I know that things will not be as... No, you have to leave room for error.
Right.
That's like my thing. I always tell everyone,
your zombie plan has to always be evolving for the situation. Not many people know this, though, but when I was in PAX, I actually had a pair of shears in my cargo pocket when I was in my Army uniform.
What?
I will tell you why, because underneath the Army uniform, I had my Washington shirt on, and I had a pair of running shorts on. I was cutting that uniform off my body as fast as fucking possible if the zombie attack broke off, and I was running the other way because I know what they were going to say. Army guy, go fight the zombies. Fuck you.
Okay, here's my new zombie plan. I'm going to kill everybody around me so that, one, they don't turn into zombies, and two, I don't have to listen to them talk anymore.
Amen.
You like listening to me talk.
Except for Kai.
Back to Michelle's original thing, concern about conflicting zombie plans. Earlier in the week, I was talking about how a group of friends of mine got together, and we had pretty much a 3 or 4 hour discussion on what we were going to do if this happened. I think that if you're planning on going in a group, then you really should sit down and talk to that group and figure out what you're going to do before it comes time to actually do it.
Yeah.
We have a written out charter of the rules we are going to keep with each other, where we're going to go, how we're going to do it, and we have all signed it.
What skills do you possess that would benefit the group in the event of a zombie apocalypse? Easy, I'm a fucking ninja. Bam, going to Mariti's question.
A fucking ninja now? How would that help? How would being a fucking ninja help in the zombie?
Yeah, seriously, I really don't think having sex with more people is going to help.
No, it will. As long as you can, like, give birth to them fast enough, because then, no matter how much...
She's creating an army.
Army of ninjas.
You never know. I am very good with close quarters combat, mostly with melee weapons and stuff like that.
And you know this because you've practiced with it, and you've practiced relentlessly with it. Because someone could sit there and say they're good at close quarters combat and not be good at close quarters combat. I am not as good as I would like to be at close quarters combat, but I can hold my own.
Yeah, I have practiced relentlessly.
See, I'm really good at organizing things, giving orders, you know, making people listen, that kind of thing. If I can get a group of talented individuals, I feel like I can survive a long time. But honestly, most likely, I'm not going to be able to survive the first week because I don't have a car. No one I live with has a car. And I live in a big city. If the zombies are attacking, I have no way to escape my building. I don't have any weapons immediately on me. If I can get to the group, I can survive. But how is that going to happen? I have to have a way to travel.
Yeah, I don't have a car. Although we have cars, but I barely know how to drive. I could do it, though. If it was zombies, I would learn how to drive.
Well, it doesn't matter if you know how to drive. Just run them all over. It's okay.
Well, that's true. Every time we've seen a zombie apocalypse movie, almost every time, we've started in the middle where everything has already gone to shit. There are no rules anymore. It's just you got to do what you can to survive. It's not going to start like that. It's going to start... Okay, yeah, there are some infected people, but you still got to follow the rules. There are still laws. You can still get arrested.
At what point do we cross the line, stop seeing zombies as humans, and it becomes okay to buy a shotgun and kill them? Like Sigma said, that's not how it's going to start. It's going to start with people are sick. You know, you don't immediately like, oh, something is wrong with that person. Let's shoot him with a shotgun.
It becomes okay to buy a shotgun and kill them as soon as I have enough money to buy the shotgun.
If it comes down to the point where you have to have a shotgun and you need it because zombies are attacking, I don't really think you're going to go walk into the local store and say, I need to buy a shotgun. You're going to walk into the store, grab a shotgun, and start blasting.
Right, but when do you go to this store?
Once the first person fires the shot, I think it's okay.
The first person is going to be wrong. The first person is going to be scared, and they're going to be shooting at people who aren't even zombies, and we're going to be panicking about some zombie apocalypse that isn't even happening because there are so many idiots out there with zombie plans.
Yeah.
Before we get too far off of the realm of getting towards the end of the zombie apocalypse type questions, we should talk about, like, what would your ideal location be for your zombie apocalypse plan?
Depends on where I'm at, honestly. That's why my plan's more flowing. If I'm at my house, I have a really good plan. I have a sword underneath my bed, and I have a sword in my living room. It's enough Jesus to get Christ. Me to where I need to go.
Are those swords only there because of the zombie apocalypse that may happen?
They're really fucking cool.
Yeah, so my zombie plan is get the heck out of Boston. You know, go somewhere that has fewer people, preferably somewhat the middle of nowhere. Maybe I'll go out to Kai's. Yeah, maybe I'll go to Kai's Mountain Retreat.
Everyone will go to Kai's, and then everything will be overpopulated again.
So it's settled. We're going to meet you, Kai, when the zombies attack.
Sounds good.
There's a very legitimate problem that I just thought of.
What's that?
If this virus can go to animals, then we have, like, the hugest population of elk in
hugest.
The country.
Oh, zombie elk. Zombie elk
would not be a good thing.
All right, let's go. Questions, comments, concerns on anything we discussed so far?
I would just like to say that zombie elk are the most terrifying things I've ever heard of.
They kill you with their bugling.
And their penises.
And their what?
Oh, God. Because we can't just stick with necrophilia. We have to add the bestiality as well.
All right. So.
Zombies procreate with each other?
That's a really good question.
Well, if they're dead, obviously not.
Have you seen two zombies humping, Michelle? How do you know?
Well, but dead creatures cannot procreate.
That's just true.
If they're not dead, though, I mean, if they're still biologically working, then maybe.
You can bet there's going to be a zombie pornography. You can bet that there will be.
Maybe the zombie virus strain is an STD.
Well, what if...
Well, actually, in my little thing I'm writing, it is spread through bodily fluids, which includes,
the fun stuff.
Well, it's like in Dawn of the Dead, when the woman was pregnant and she dies and she comes back to life and she has a zombie baby. You think that could happen? Would a fetus be able to come back to life?
Yeah, because it's still...
Yeah, but it would be pointless to just lay there. I'm not sure if you've seen fetuses lately, but they're kind of just floating.
See, that brings about another question. Do zombies age? Like, I mean, actually age, not like continue decomposing.
Isn't that a form of aging?
Yeah.
But it's a different thing. Like, decomposing is once you've reached 21, you decompose from here on out. But what about when you're a baby? Do you get older?
Wait, what?
Like, if you were a baby zombie, would you become a toddler zombie, and then a kid zombie, and then a teenager zombie, etc.?
No, I don't think so.
It doesn't matter if the pregnant woman has a baby zombie.
Sylvester, your final thought?
The only thing I can think of right now is zombie elk penises, so I really don't want to that.
That's wrong. Kai, your final thought?
I'm going to survive by sheer will.
Sheer
will. If you will it to happen, it's going to happen.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Chris, your final thought?
I'm a fucking ninja.
Once again, how will that help?
Still not useful.
I'm awesome.
Well, I guess you need some entertainment, you know, during the zombie pal, because I guess fucking would come in handy.
I told you, zombie pornography.
And then the elk enter.
Ugh. Oh my god.
Oh god.
That's great.
I'm now imagining like elves and fairies and all of that in the woods with animals, you know, are that kind fucking? Of porn thing, except they're all zombies. All of them.
And they're fucking.
Well, yes, that's what happens in porn. Thank you for specifying.
I don't know what kinky stuff you're in.
Very kinky stuff. All right, Bob, your final thought.
Well, since I now have this theory of zombie humping, I'm going to just walk around with a boombox playing Barry White in hopes that I can see some zombies getting it on.
Okay, we have created a new fetish in Bob over there.
I'm already rubbing dead flesh all over my body right now.
What?
That was so wrong.
That's kind of hot.
McKeeve, your final thought.
I'm going to go on a completely different tangent and say if I were ever in a room with you guys and the zombie apocalypse happened, I would totally feel comfortable surviving with you. But on a more to this podcast tone note, this podcast has given me so much nightmare fuel, I don't think I'm going to be able to sleep tonight.
I'm glad we could help.
Well, that's it for the LFTO Thinkerbox. Many thanks go out to Chris the Alien, Akiv, Kyrie Ann, Bobby Birdseed, and the Sylvester. Tune in next week as we talk about sexuality and find out if Bow Chicka Bow Wow is an appropriate response for everything. The LFTO Thinkerbox is produced by DaProfit02 and Amari T. Theme song composed by Super Jim with cover art created by Rain Zero. If there's a topic you'd like to hear us discuss on the Thinker Box, drop us an email at lftothinkerbox@hotmail.com. If it's good, or we're completely stumped for ideas, you might hear us talk about it. See you next week.
I just said that, Kai. I just said that. Don't take credit for my discovery.
We said it at the same time. I have a lag. Shut up.
Fuck your face.
Oh, that's so going in at a cutscene at the end.
Oh, you know what? Oh, God. Okay. No, there's actually already a delicacy. It just needs to be zombified. Rocky Mountain oysters?
No, thank you.
Oh, God.
Yeah. All it needs is the zombie part, and then you've got your new delicacy there.
So you only say that because you're not a guy, and you don't know what you just did to us.
No, I think I understand. And I've never eaten one, and I'm not planning on it ever.
There's not a guy in this chat right now that when you said that didn't close their legs.
Chuck started salivating. I don't know about that.
Well, we all know how much he likes penises, so even though it's not quite the penis part, it's close to that area.
I'm horribly confused right now. Can we please go over what the hell were you just talking
about? Rocky Mountain oysters
and are penises that you love.
No, elk like testicles that they fry in butter.
Actually, Rocky Mountain oysters, they're any type of balls. They could be lamb, they could be bull.
I buy them?
I thought they were buffalo.
They can be whatever. Whatever four-legged beast of burden that can be used for slaughter is near you, you cut their testicles off, that's Rocky Mountain oysters.
Where can I buy these?
Your local meat market.
Interesting. I shall have to go there tomorrow.
Of course, you might get some funny looks, but...
Who cares?
I want to buy testicles, please. That's totally good.
In a British accent, too.